So confession, for some reason I'm still trying to figure out why my alarm didn't go off this morning, so my thoughts might be a little scatterbrained today. But what's today? What do they call this Wednesday?
Spy
Wednesday, right? Or Betrayer Wednesday. Spy, I think, is the wrong English. But anyway, this double agent, this idea of a betrayal Wednesday, a day of really betraying the Son of God. There's a quote from Psalm 55, which I'm actually surprised isn't the psalm for today, but it says, "If an enemy had done this, I could bear it. But it was you, my friend, my intimate other self. How close was the bond between us in the Father's house?" The psalm's referencing something which we don't know exactly what that might mean for the psalm itself, but it definitely applies to the thoughts of Jesus before his betrayer. One of the 12. One of the ones I called from the crowds to spend time with me. We often sit there, as we so easily do against the Jews, "Oh my gosh, how could they miss the Messiah in their midst?" And we look at Judas, "Oh my gosh, you had Jesus with you 24/7 for at least a year, if not three, and like you saw miracles. You did miracles. Jeez, Judas, what a loser you are." Except that, look in the mirror. I was baptized. I was given the needs of this life. I was provided with so much by God. And he gave me a few small commandments. Okay, more than a few. But he gave me a way of life. And when he wasn't looking, I thought I could get away with whatever. When he wasn't looking, well, he was always looking, but when I told myself that he wasn't looking, I did these terrible things. The way I treated my parents or my siblings, what I did when I thought, oh, no one was looking. I saw the church teaches this, but I'm going to kind of hedge that a little bit and make sure I'm secure and in control. I'm going to do this other thing. I'm going to go with the flow. I'm going to fit in with the crowd. I'm not going to do the thing that would make me stand out for my faith. You know what? I think I shared this with you all. When I got to eighth grade, I literally told whoever was listening to my innermost thoughts, I will never do anything to stand out for my Catholic faith again. Eighth grade. But it's interesting that, like, we've all betrayed our Lord. Every time we committed a sin. Every time we gave in, when conscience was like gently or not so gently yelling at us, and we did it anyway, Christ died for that sin. Christ was handed over in my place. Better for that man if he had never been born. Yes, that may apply to Judas in some way. That's a whole other topic. But what is the consequence of sin? Death. It's pressed upon us. This is one of the more sobering days of Holy Week. It's like, I am that man, right? Mel Gibson, the famous image of Mel Gibson when he created the Passion movie, it was his hand holding the nail that crucified Jesus to the cross. Mel Gibson wanted to have that experience and help us understand, like, we crucified the Lord. We betrayed him. Lord, I'm so sorry, is what's supposed to be the fruit of today. Like, Lord, but by the grace of God, there go I. But by the grace of God, I would betray you again today. We can ponder a little bit. I'll leave off with this. Just some ideas about Judas's struggle. Obviously, in the Gospels, he's accused of stealing from the money bag. He struggled perhaps with greed or something. So the sin got the better of him. He couldn't handle his sin. He didn't nip it in the bud. He allowed it to dominate his heart. And he just couldn't get over his need for money, his need for control, his need for more luxury, whatever it was. Or maybe it was the correction from, was it yesterday or the day before, when the woman anointed the feet of Jesus? And the version we read in the liturgy said some complained that Jesus had not spent this on the poor. Well, actually, in John's gospel, it was Judas who said that. And what does Jesus do? "Gosh, Judas, you're right. We should be more concerned about the poor. That's what the church is all about." No, Jesus corrects him and says, "She has done a good thing for me. You will not always have me with you. Yes, you will always have the poor, and you better take care of them. They'll always be with you, but you will not always have me. Love God with all your heart, then your neighbor as yourself. But God first." And Judas was corrected. How do you feel when you're corrected? Like you want to punch the guy who corrected you. "How dare you correct me? In public even." And Judas left. Judas, at that moment, that was John's gospel, has him betraying Jesus almost right away after that. So maybe it was his pride. His wounded pride couldn't handle it. And he shunned the Lord. Maybe he had already kind of been shunning the Lord, but that was the last straw. Maybe it was jealousy or comparison, right? They talk about all the rivalries among the apostles. Which one is the greatest? Maybe Judas was kind of every now and then vying for himself. Like, I don't know, guys, like, he trusts me with the money. I mean, I know there's all this emphasis on Peter. I mean, who's Peter? He's a fisherman. Y'all are missing me. I don't know. Maybe it was that kind of comparison, that jealousy. Or that vanity of what the crowds thought of him. Maybe it was his vanity. What will people think of me with this rabbi and preaching that he's the Son of God? Like, this is too much for me. Maybe they'll think better of me if I help put him to get to death. Let the crowds tell me what to do. But just in general, in all of that, we could mention like laziness, acedia, distancing himself from Christ. Sometimes we do. We allow that inner distance from the church, the inner distance of distrust. When's the last time I went to confession? When's the last time I went to spiritual direction? When's the last time? I'm kind of comfortable doing my thing. I'll just let a little more distance go there. And we allow the distance, and we trust our own judgment of ourselves, which is never a good idea. And the Lord probably would have gently guided Judas the way he guided the rich young man, wanted to. How I long to gather you as a hen gathers her little chicks under her wings, Judas, but you were unwilling. Jesus said that about Jerusalem, but he applies to each one of us. You were unwilling. We simply ask the Lord to help us really enter into the reality, not just of Judas and the fact that Jesus was betrayed by one of his own, but that I am one of his own and I have betrayed him. Whatever it was for me that led me to distance myself from the heart of Christ, led me to undermine my trust in the church, to undermine my trust in his ways and his instruments, and to be healed of that, to seek to be healed. Lord, I'm sorry. I ask your pardon. I ask for your healing. I ask that you would help me let go of whatever it is me holding on to myself in order to let you hold on to me and to go not where I want, but where you will. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.